وكتبت ستاف ستاف ألف وكيلو شو مسخ دي كوشن مش نبيجنز هايشا نيكنت بشلوشا دراهم a woman is acquired through three means. Now, what does this niknit mean? If you have a look at the Korban Eidah, he says that's isha niknit leba'ala. So just like Moshe, ish niknit leba'ala la tzricha get. She's acquired to require a get. Now, I just want to read you one little point here that the Korba, that the Shaira Korban stresses in more detail. He says bepershut kunchit es tzricha get. The fact that this is niknit require a get. V'chenu aran. That's what Ran says as well. And Rotzol Amar de Kevan de Adain, she's still an Arusa, he ain't Kinyan Kinyan Gamor, it's not a full Kinyan. Lechol Perot Nechaseva le Rosha, in terms to enjoy the Perot from a property and to inherit from it, like we've discussed in the past. Lechen Ka'amadlian Ze have a Kinyan Gamor la Tricha again. So you have to be, it's like a qualification, what we mean by a Kinyan here. It's not a full Kinyan, it's a Kinyan enough that she's not asked to anybody else, which is the whole point of Erosin. The point of Erosin is that first stage, if you like. That we say that Nishis makes you asalan arusot, you know, basically she's made asot to everybody except for the husband, and then the next stage is nisuin. So kiddushin followed by nisuin. Fine. And we use this formalized means of a kinyan. So what are the three kinyanim, if you like? We'll see in a minute. Meaning she acquires herself with two different ways. Again, in other words, now that she's now free to anyone she likes. So also niknit, she's if you like acquired bekesef. So just to qualify in terms of niknit, it's not that we're talking about buying a woman like one buys a slave. It's just that the formalized process of erusin, we borrow, if you like, this is how I learned it in yeshiva, but we borrow a mechanism that asserts a mechanism from dinei mamonot that really is a formalized status making thing, right? Like mechanism, if you like. And that's applied in this situation. We use a kinyanim to really establish a status. Like in the world of dinei mamonot, it establishes ba'alut, like the ownership of something. So too, in this context, we use that kiddushin to establish and change the status, if you like, that is now considered, if you like, betrothed. Okay, so the three things are kesef through money, shtar is a contract, not to be confirmed with a ketubah. We don't do it elsewhere. We're talking about actually shtar, through bihare, mikdush, shtar, shul, matrakazeh, and also bebiya, with some sort of relations. And that is aldat, through be kiddushin. Okay. The kesef, how much so? Let's just go to the Mishnah briefly. Beis Shammai says, benina v'shave dina, it can either be a coin that's worth a dina or something that is worth a dina. Okay, that's why, for example, now we use a ring, right? It doesn't have to be specifically money. It has to be something of known standard monetary value. And generally, rings are kind of like that. Or Beit Hillel says, no, it doesn't have to be after a dina. It has to be a pruta or b'shave pruta. Fine. V'kami pruta, how much is a pruta? That's a chad mishmona one-eighth of a isar italki. That's translating it in terms of how much his value is. Okay. The konet atzma, she acquires herself, the get, with a divorce document, uba mitat habaal, meaning if her husband passes away, she's now free to marry whoever she likes. And getting with some of the previous mechta, mitat habaal is obvious. Now, when it comes to Yavama, for sake of like completeness here, the Yavama, we've discussed this as well, this is a woman whose husband passed away and they hadn't had any children, then the... what happens? How does the brother perform Yibum? Yibum is only done through Bia, okay, through those relations. In terms of that's how the brother performs Mitzvah Yibum. And Konat Atzma, and however she's freed from this Zika of Yibum, the scribe Yibum, through two means, either through Chalitza, which we learned about the whole process of Chalitza and Umumitat Yabam. If there's no brothers alive, the Hab Yabam dies, then she's now free to marry who she likes. Okay, that's the thing. Now, what's interesting here, the Lashon of Niknit, I'll just continue in that Korban Eidah we started. It says Lefisha ena mikdadesha elamidata. It doesn't say Aish Kone, it says Aisha Niknit. Okay? Why? Because as we've learned previously, for condition to work, she has to be Leratzona. You can't just go to the marketplace and buy a woman without her consent. Okay? So it's not purchasing a woman. It's like through again, we use the mechanism kiddushin to the mechanism of Kinyan to form a kiddushin. So either through her or Al Yadei Aviha, meaning if she's a Tana, the father can do it. So Tani Isha, that's why it says Niknit. She is like reflexive, Nifalta Niknit. Term, but lotani ishkone. So she becomes acquired through as opposed to a man acquires. Okay. However, what about the sefer then? We know we learned yibum that it can be done, you know, bar kocha. It doesn't have to be with that. And so it says, Hayabam niknit, nonetheless, the Korbanet explains, Vaditani Resha Isha Niknit, Tani Sefer Yabama Niknit, the Niknit Mashba Bimidata Meshulamidaita. That's how it's Korbanet explains it there. Okay, that's on the Gemara now. So most of the shir is actually looking at Makorot for all these things. So let's have a look. The Gemara now begins. Haisha niknit b'shlosha drachim. Kena manita. Now, before you get confused, you might think that the kiddushin itself, the Rishonim wants to point out, is requires all three things. Because there's ish nikah b'shulat drachim, you might think it means kesef shtar and bia. You need all three to form kiddushin. So that's why the Gemara now says kena manita. You have to understand it's all b'kesef, all b'shtar, all b'bia, meaning one of three. Now this seems obvious to us, but from the lashon of the Mishnah, it's also clear. So maybe the Rishonim wanted to stress it. Okay, let's continue. Now we'll learn from the Makoros. Even one of them would work. So what are the makorot? The kesef minayin. Where do we need to see it? Now this there's a special pasuk in the Torah that explicitly talks about marriage and divorce and things like that. So the pasuk just for which is critical is ki kach ish isha ubala. So if a man marries a woman, va'im lo timtzachen b'ne'ah. And this pasuk we were discussing the previous year. That's what were the grounds for the divorce? Ki matzah be'adavar v'chatav la'sefikritot. So there's marriage and divorce all really in one pasuk, or betrothal and divorce, if you want to talk like that. So the question is, because of minayin, because there's kikach. The lashon of kikach is a lashon of money. Now, here, the Yerushalmi just assumes that if you the Korban Eda fills in the blanks, really, this is probably from the Bavli. It says, en kikach lebekesef. We know that stam kikach, in terms of acquisition of the lashon of kikach, we see in the Torah is reference to doing so with money. How so? Shneema natati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni, which is referring to the acquisition of Sde Efron, right, where the Maat HaMachpelah area, and that was done. He says, natati kesef, you give me the kesef and you'll kach mimeni. So kicha is a language of money. Okay, b'bia minayin. How do we know with marital relations? It says uba'ala in the pasuk, the same pasuk we just read. Kicha isha uba'ala. Now, the problem is that we've just brought a pasuk for money, we brought a pasuk for bia, and it's the same pasuk, which is kikach isha ubaala. So the question is, how do we know al yedei zu ve al yedei zu? How do we know that we've just said in the beginning of the Gemara that it's either or? But the pasuk puts them in a one flowing sentence. How do we know that one works without the other? Maybe it's only if you did the kesef and bia that then you've got the level of kiddushin. So, ali de zeh, so ali de so ali zeh, kesef below bia below kesef minayin. Where do you see that? So Gemara says, Rabbi Aval says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, k'tiv, it says, ki matze, pardon me, ki imatze ish shochev im isha be'ulat ba'al. This is referring to have a relationship with a married woman. Okay, now it says in the pasuk that she was a be'ulat ba'al. That's it. Okay, so you see here that even if it was the acquisition, now we're talking now you've got to be careful. The pasuk is talking about a married woman, okay? But nonetheless, if she was became because kiddushin comes from nisuin, if she was only a bulot baal, it didn't say kinyan ubalat baal. It just says beulat baal. You see here the bia alone is, if you like, on its own is enough to form kiddushin, okay? I'll just read the Korban Eda. Now, we need to work with this pasuk a bit more. Now, here, the Korban Eda inserts a little bit, which is kind of important. So, if you go to the Korban Eda on the side, he says there's a couple of lines, if you like, missing. We see another comparison also learns from the pasuk Be'ula Baal, which is for the Tani. Be'ulan Baal la aviyata makabelet pa'ala be'beit aviyah vi'arusa va'bachareya b'chenek. Now, this is interesting. It says velosof, etc., etc. What's this referring to? So, this is the Giris we saw in Masechta Ketubot, he says. V'achi poroshom, meaning la'aviyata ba'al aleya ha'arus be'beit aviyah. Let's say it's a time of Erusin. If you remember, we've discussed this a number of times, that there was a period between Erusin slash Kiddushin and Nisuin. It could have been about a year. Okay. Now, what happens if the Chasan and Kala get together during the Erusin? Okay. We're with one another. She's still considered, there hasn't been chuppah, however you define chuppah yet. She's still an Erusah. She's still part of her father's house. Anything she finds a fortune on the ground, it still goes to her father. She's still on Rosa. Afilu hachi bezeh, nonetheless, she's considered a kebeula. Okay? Shabach, if anyone has a relationship with her after that, achach nidon bechenek, they would get chenek. Now, normally, if someone has a relationship with an arusa, we'll refine this in a minute, the punishment is much more severe. It's skila. Here, a married woman, the punishment is chenek, different, strangulation. So what it's saying is already, despite the fact she's not married yet, if the Arus had a relationship with his kala, if you like, the Beit Aviyah, already at that stage, Einu Beskila, Kedina Baal Arusa, you should not be able to get Skila, you'll get Kedin Baal Eshet Ish. Okay? Fine. But then it's important to add, let's finish the Korban because it continues, V'lav dafka Baalei Arus. We're not talking about not necessarily relations in the normal way, even if it was Ela Baalei Shalokadarka. Even if it was shalokadaka, I mean the other hole, if you like, that's not considered that wouldn't reproduce. Okay, still that would be a biakalokadaka would make her defined, if you like, no longer if someone had a relationship after that point, it would be punishable with chenek and not skila. Okay, so the Gemara says so that's why it says losadakadaka la fil shalokadaka. Now why that's the case? It says Rabbi Simcha ela again. It says. Rabbi Aval says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo tarev ela as shalokadarka." The whole pasuk is required specifically to teach that din shalokadarka. Because why? In tamei mekadarka, if you're talking about that relationships mekadarka, lamali baala filu acher, even somebody else. So I'll explain this in a minute. Kai detin the taman, like we learned there in the Mishnah, that baalei shnayim, if two people had a relationship with an arusa, harishon beskila sheni bechenek. So let's just flesh this out slowly. If you have a look at the korbanin, it says lamali baala. In other words. Why did it, in other words, if you're saying that the pasuk is teaching us, this Be'ula Baal is teaching us that Arus had a relationship with her, and then after in the Beit Aviha, and then after that, anyone's relationship would be punishable by Chenek, why did the Torah have to go out of its way to judge specifically on Arus? Because anybody, after you start a relationship with anybody, even Arusa, anyone has a relationship with her after that would be Chenek. So we can't be talking about Kedarka in the normal way. So let's have a look. Lamanish Baal Rasul Beit Aviha as Habacharebachenek. Why? Afilo acher shebaaleh nara musa kedarka habacharaya eino beskila ela bechenek. Why? We'll see in a minute the pasuk in a minute. I thought that's we'll get to, that's a few down. V'lichtov beulat ish. Why do I have to say beulat baal? Just say beulat ish in our pasuk. Why does the Torah specifically have to stress beulat baal? In other words, my beulat baal el lamed sheim baaleh ha'arus shelo kedarka habacharaya. Shabbalah said Beulah, so it must be Beulah Kadarka. Why? Drop down a few because it says, let's say there were two people that had a relationship one after another with an Arus. The first one had a relationship with an Arusa, sorry. The first one would be punished with Skila. The Mishnah then says, but the second one would be punished with Chenek. Why? Look at that, the Kumaneda says, because the Chtiv Kiyen Nara Betulah Me'urasa Ish. Meaning Betulah Beulah. So what we see here, what the Gemara is trying to stress for us, I'm just trying to piece it together because it's gone a little bit fast, is that as soon as a na'ara, okay, a na'ara murasa, this betrothed na'ara, which said is punishable with skila if you have a relationship, it's only if she's a betula, full stop. That's why the Mishnah says if two people have relationships with her, again, presuming it's not her husband, so it's asur, first one punishable with skila, she'll now betula. But she's no longer betula anymore. So if someone then has a relationship with her after, the second person will be chayav b'chenek because that's the default status of having a relationship with an eshet ish. So then when the Torah comes along and tells us this, what we learn from the pasuk that anyone has a relationship with a be'ulat ba'al, well, why does the Torah have to tell us be'ulat ba'al? Why don't you say be'ulat ish? So it must be teaching us a new din that even if the chasan has a relationship with this kala shelo kedarka, that such as she doesn't lose her betulin as a result, still, nonetheless, habachareu. That's the chiddush. Afilo shelo kadarka. So that's how we pulled out the nina shelo kadarka from this from the psukim. Okay, yafe. Okay. Now, so we've explained how it can be beilo al kesef. How do you kesef below bia minayin? So he says because here we learn it. So veetzachinam in kesef and imacher ikachlo. So what's the first? What's those are two psukim one after the other, and they're kind of the out of order, meaning. The first pasuk we refer to is referring to a shifcha, right? Meaning ama ivriya. Let's talk about that way. Ama ivriya. So we've explained in the past that you can have a Jewish maid servant, and really the father who sells her off in that state is really meant to be a precursor of marriage. And if nothing happens by the time she becomes an adult or bogeret, then she goes free. Yatzachinam in kasef. Mashma what? The kesef is a way that also she could be freed. Okay. Kesef. So you see, kesef on its own by an ama ivriya is a means of, if you like, acquisition and freeing and things like that. Okay. However, If you have a look, the pasuk just prior to that, it says, "Im acher yikach lo she'aksut avona lo yigra." That pasuk is referring to marrying another wife. That all the if you marry another wife, all the responsibilities of marriage you have to upkeep for both wives. Okay, so the juxtaposition to psukim, the according to the way Rabbi Yochanan's presenting it, we'll see the conflicting opinion soon. He says, "You see, v'tachinam kasef acher yikach lo mima kasef ma zuba kasef." Afzul bekesef. Just you have kesef ba'ama ibriya. So you have by the smicha psukim. You have a concept of kesef and kesef alone by isha. Okay, we've learned kesef. We've learned bia. What about shtar? Well, quite clear when it comes to shtar, and I think we made this reference in back in Masechta Gittin. The shtar, it says v'katav la sefer kritot v'natam biyadav v'yishal mibitol v'yatzav mibitol v'achav eitav lishacher. That's a pasuk that talks about the fact that he gives his wife a sefer kritut, a document of divorce, sends her from the house, and she goes off and marries somebody else. So again, this is the famous yatzah v'ita, right? Even though the two words aren't next to one another, that's a famous, hekesh, if you like, between the two of them. So vala, it says, mekish v'havayata letziyata. There's a connection between the exit of marriage to the entrance of marriage in that same pasuk. Just as divorce works with a document, so to marriage. So fantastic, we've got Kiddushin all together. We've got Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, and Kesef and Shtar we kind of learned, but we actually need other psukim to show their work on their own independently. And then we saw, Kesef and Bia, and Shtar we learned from a separate pasuk. However, Amirav in Matani Cheskek, this is now both the Korban Eda and Pnei Moshe say they're cholak on Rabbi Yochanan. The Rav Abing says that also really, Chizkia teaches that what? Kikach teaches us Megid she he niknap a kesef. And that's sufficient on its own to teach that from Kikach is kesef is a means of Kiddushin. Okay. It says, Vedinhu, but one second, why do we need a pasuk? Ma im ivriya, so ama ivriya. She'enu niknap bevia. You don't acquire an ama ivriya through bia. But nonetheless, it's niknap a kesef. Zushi nikna bebia, meaning by a isha that nikna bebia, enudin shakava chomer should be acquired by kesef. Okay, in other words, since there's, we look at it being more scope in terms of being able to acquire because you have bia by an isha versus by an ame vriya. And if Aramir works by kesef, so too you should buy an isha as well. So Gemara says, well, that doesn't work because I can bring an example where bia works for someone and kesef doesn't. What will be that context? Yavama. Yevama tochiach, sorry. Shehi nikna bebia v'enu nikna bekesef. So af atal tema. So don't be surprised that maybe by kiddushin al tema alzu she af al pishi nikna bebia bia works enodin so that enodin she what really should be enodin she shouldn't be like enodin she tikna bekesef meaning well wouldn't be acquired with kesef. So therefore tamad lomar. That's why I think the gisa changed here, if I'm not mistaken. Lo tikna exact, not enodin. Lo tikna bekesef. So tamad lomar ki kach. Magid, so that's why you needed a pasuk to teach you shin nabi kesef. So kesef alone is learned from kikach according to we saw Chizkiah. Now, uba Allah, same pasuk, magid shi nikna bebia, that's sufficient. Now the Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk? We didn't know, want to bring a kavachomer. Uma im yavama she'enu niknit. When it comes to yavama, she's not a, she'enu nik, yavama, that's not acquired through kesef. Nonetheless, bia works. Zu shi nikna bekesef, this is who is acquired with kesef. Enu din shi nikna bebia. Kavachomer should work with bia. So once again, we it's like the same flow of the sugi but in reverse. He says, well, that's not a good proof because ama ivriya tochiach she nikne bekesef quite kesef and not necessarily ve'enu nikne bebia. So alta maybe this one as well alta ma alzu she'af al pishin nikne bekesef then not nikne bebia. So therefore we said in other words fine. So then tamar lomar that's why we needed the pasuk to say ba'ala because there's no way of deriving from a kal v'chomer because you get a counter proof. Now. It says, now, what about b'shtar? Ma ima kesef, now we're trying to recover chomer. Ma ima kesef she'enu motzi. Haru machnis, kesef, can you divorce a wife with money? No. But it's machnis. We've established that kesef can be used to form kiddushin. Shtar, which we know quite clearly, mufurash in the Torah, not to give a separate kritut. Shtar shu motzi eno din shachnis. So maybe you can learn that from the Kavachom, one in the Pasuk. So Mara says, no, one second. Lo yimamarta bekesef shu motzi. Lehakdish al yidei pidyono. One second, but we see kesef works, lotzi, in what situation? By hekdesh. And you can't you want to use the same kalvachomer as well. Tomar b'shtar she'enu motzi lehekdesh adei pigyanol. But you can't learn shtar because by hekdesh, again, this is a different kalvachomer. In other words, we see another precedent of something where kesef works and shtar doesn't. By hekdesh. You can't go to the gizbar and say, I'm being put with this shtar and an IOU. That's why the korban says, she'im katav legizbar shtar chov al pigyanol. Okay, hekdesh doesn't work. You need to be put a hekdesh, something bronze based on hekdesh with actual money. So therefore, so nishbar kavachomer, the whole kavachomer there falls apart. Sorry, the chazarata lemikra to go back to sukim. The fumkin tzarech meimar b'ketav la'sefri kruto v'natam ve'adav ishal miyutov ve'yatzav miyutov ve'achav ve'atal yishachir. That same pasuk we have the hekesh between gitin and kiddushin. Hekesh shabatal etzia ma'itzta b'shtar afe v'itah b'shtar. Good. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudin kavachomer lebat churim bechazaka. So let's have a look. Now let's appreciate what this means. We're trying to say now maybe kiddushin should work with a chazaka. What would be a chazaka, chazaka if you want to use it, Shiva's pronunciation with for kiddushin? Look at the Pnei Moshe. He says im ose achat me'amelachot sha'isha mechuyav la'bala. Meaning if she does one of those activities that a wife, I think we mentioned in kiddushin, would do is generally has to do for a husband. So it's demonstrating through her actions that she's now acting like his isha. Maybe that should be a means of kiddushin, like chazaka for kinyanim. If, for example, is a way of demonstrating ownership through land, through plowing it, closing the gate, locking it. That's demonstrating ownership. So maybe chazaka should work. Now, where would you learn maybe for a bat chorim? Because you can learn it from veninu ma'im shifcha, because the shifcha can be acquired that way through chazaka. Shifcha knanit, not amarvia. Shifcha knanit. Now, shifcha knade enu she'enu nigna b'bia, shifcha knane, you don't acquire a non-Jewish maid servant with bia. Nonetheless, it's nigna b'chazaka. Zu, let's build a kavachomer out. Zu she'nigna isha that's acquired through bia enu nishnig b'chazaka. So the Gemara says, no, tamaloma uba'ala. Because the Torah explicitly stressed a way that a husband marries his wife, that's mema'at all other ways, right? Now, if you might think, well, if it's memat everything else, what about kesef and shtar? No, we've got other limudim, but it's true. Were it not for those other limudim that taught us kesef and shtar, it's true, would have been only bia. So it's, in other words, everything's disqualified unless you have specific inclusions, and we don't have one for chazakah, so it doesn't work. Now the Gemara says, one second, though if that's the case, let's flip it the other way. When it comes to shifcha knanit, maybe she should. Now, shifcha can be acquired with beer as well. V'dinu ma im bat churim, when it comes to isha, when you do kiddushin, she'enu knit chazaka doesn't work. We've just established it. Nonetheless, beer works. Need beer. Zu she'nikne bechazaka a shifcha knanit that you can acquire through financial mechanisms like a chazaka, and maybe she should acquire with beer as well. A bit strange, but that's the Gemara is suggesting. Why couldn't that be a mechanism? So Gemara says no. Tamad loma v'inchaltem otam libneichem achareichem lareshet achuzah. Now, what's the proof from this pasuk? The Kohanes says we've compared the avadim shvachot to nachala, meaning to achuzah, meaning property. So just as property is only acquired through three means, with kesef, shtar, and chazaka, so to a shivcha. In other words, chazaka inegna v'enuchav b'bia. The Gemara says okay. Done. Ad kadum Israel. What about goyim? How does it work with goyim in terms of how they acquire their wives? Because there's also isur eshedish when it comes to goyim. The muzhar and arayot. There's punishments associated with it. So what happens there? So the Gemara says Rabbi Abba says b'shem Rabbi Lazar k'tiv hincha met alisha shelakachta v'hi beulat baal. Who's that referring to? That's from Avimelech took Sarah, and Hashem came to him and said, you're going to die because you took someone who's Be'ulat Baal. Meaning, now it's interesting here, it says, in front of you, it's on Al Be'ulot Hen Chayvim Ve'en Chayvim Al Rusot. However, the Korbanet changes it, and he changes it based on what it says in Bereshit Rabbah, Al Nesuot Hen Chayvim Ve'en Nesuot Al Rusot. Meaning that we don't have the concept of Rusin by Nochrim. We only have by, if you like, Jews. Okay. Mara says, Milta the Rebbe Lazar Amra, Vahushint Kevin Knota. Now, this is a fantastic Malchochet. If you say that Nisuin, if you like, is formed for a goy through Bia, doesn't it have Kavana for marriage to do so? So, Gemara says, Milta, according to Rabbi Elazar, he has the kavana, meaning I'm getting married to you. Say I do, whatever these things are. Okay. Or Milta de Shmuel says, I'm not afilu even if not, why so? Da'amar gonna Shmuel. Now, by the way, what was Milta de Rabbi Elazar? Milta Rabbi, we just explained. So to explain how that works, Milta Rabbi Elazar, so I'm going too fast here. If you look at the Korban Eda, he says as follows. He has to have kavana. If it was just they were just having a fling, then it's not considered eshet ish for a goy, and then if someone else had a relationship with him, chayiv. That's why it says on nesuot the chayivim. That's the shinur girsa we just saw. Well, the shinur girsa that Korban implemented. The chayivim. And it didn't say velokama al beulot, which is a curious section we have in front of us. Shmami na de kasavar, you need two things. Start to be in nesu'a. So, in other words, have to have kavana that he wants to marry her. That's lafuke nichnasa lechupa. By the way, that excludes two things. One is if they just had the wedding ceremony, they weren't together. So there's no inyan of chupa either. It has to be beila for l'shem nisuin, or shenibala, or the orof, and also is mama in a fling. Meaning they just had a one-night stand, that doesn't make them considered married in the Din of Goyim. Okay, that is only v'la. That's a petition of Rebbe Elazar because it says al nesuot v'lo, because he learns from Bula Baal and nesuot together. However, we see Shmuel holds a very interesting position. He says even if they're not nitgaven, even if a goy is not, it would if he has a relationship with her, it will make her defined as an eshet ish. Why? Demar Rav Yochanan said the name of Shmuel, this interesting position, Zona omeret bechalon. Another expanding is another gear says shuk, but it's chalon is the idea where the zonot, the prostitutes, to sort of make themselves available. Okay? Ba'u, let's say two people, one after the other, has a relationship. Harishon eno neherag, the first one isn't killed. Vasheni neherag al yado. And the second goy would have to be killed. And the Gemara says, we're talking about a Zayna here. The person who did it, L'shem Nisuin? No. So you see from Shitat Shmuel that even if it wasn't L'shem Nisuin, if you find an Eshish, the person, the second person could be killed. Interesting. Right? I guess I'd have to somehow formalize type of divorce or something to break out of it. Like, okay. But let's continue. Ish, Matal. Now, the Gemara says Ish. So the Torah says, "Ish ish el kol she'er b'sarol t'kruvu l'galatera." That's a isur of isur ariot. The Torah says, "Ish matzam le'ish ish." Why does it say double lashon of ish ish? So that's el la'aviyat ha'goyim shebal ariot ha'umot. These are referring to goyim that have relationships on the ariot ha'umot. She yidun k'dinei umot. V'im ba'al ar Yisrael she yidunu otam k'dinei Yisrael. So just to explain this, there's two ways to explain this. According to I think this is the way the Pnei Moshe explains it. He says that the Torah didn't really tell us Isur Ariot Bagoyim. We already know Isur Ariot Bagoyim because that's the one of Shiva Mitzvah Noach we learned from Sefer Bereishit. Okay, the drasha is there. He says, because it says, and like in Gemara Sanhedrin does all the derivations there. So Ish Ish, when you marabir a goy, is not Isur Ariot, it just means if he has a relationship with a Jew, he goes according to Dinah, the laws of a Jew. Okay, so laws of a goy. And the laws of a and if he has a relationship with a goy, goya, let's say, or according to their isuri arayot relationships, then it would be punished according to that. And if he has a Jew. Now, what's interesting here, I'm pretty sure the Korban explains it differently. This is based on Shaira Korban. He says, no, even if it's a relationship with a Jew, like a Jewish woman, if it's an isuri arayot, if it's one of the isuri arayot that are according that they're asked to have with their own kind, if you like, then they will be judged according to the laws of a goy. Okay, you don't need hatra'ah, you don't need one witnesses, the gemitah v'chenek and things like that. If, however, it's isur arayot that applies only to a Jew, we'll explain that, what that is, then it'll go according to the, we'll see in a minute, it might be chayev. Now, all it says is chayev mita, exactly how the bichayev, the Gemara is going to address that in a moment. All it says is chayev. Fine. But either way you explain it, it seems to be quite clear that the ish is coming to include a chiyuv mita for a goya's relationship with a particular isra'ariot that applies to a Jew. Okay, the other dinim is like a bit of machloket in terms of what if it's with a Jewish woman and it's isra'ariot they have. That seems to machloket, I think, between Pnei Moshe and Korban Eda. But anyway, the Gemara says, "Amraz mikulam en lachayar." So what's the gap between our isra'ariot and theirs? En lachayela arusat Israel bilvad. Fantastic. We talked about that before, that they don't have a concept of Arusat, and we do. Shim ba al Arusat Yisrael, if a goy has a relationship with an Arusat Yisrael, chayev al Arusat goyim, chayev, he'd be chayev, sorry. And if he has a, let's say they have an engagement party, and even if they try to do a kinya, like gives her a ring or something like that, that wouldn't be, and a goy has a relationship with a goya who was an Arusa, they'd be patur. Because they're not, that's not a prohibition for them. Okay. Now Mara says, okay, but we've got a big question now. Im Baal Arusat Yisrael, you've just said that if a goy has a relationship with Arusat Yisrael, he's chayev. Bamehu mit chayev. Or is it Bidine Yisrael? Now, do we go according to their system or our system? Now, what do I mean their system, our system? It doesn't mean we go by according to what their courts would hold, but the halachas that apply, that we apply to a goy who's over on a particular verse. So explain it. The guy's going to flesh this out. In Tema, if you say we now judge him based on Dine Israel, so then you have to treat him, we need two Edim, Shtei Edim. You need a Beit Din of 23, Dayanim. You also need Hatraya, and the punishment will be Skila, meaning we treat him like an Israel. That's what it's saying. Or maybe not. If we say at the end of the day he's a goy, he's got his own hatrot. Granted, you've got this ish to include that this is also now issur for him, then maybe still we go by the din of goyim. That would be be'ed echad, even one witness is sufficient. Dayan echad, you don't need a full din of 23, even one judge is sufficient. You don't need shlo hatraya, and the punishment for a goy, or all the capital punishments applied to a goy, is a saif. Okay. Which is decapitation, not skila, which is referred to loosely as stoning. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Bar Pasi says, Mosaf bechenek, change girsa, Mosaf bechenek umipnei atzmo. So that is adding two things. So Korbanator says, firstly, it is, if you have a look, Tiksava, kol mita amorah lebnei Noach, eino, he says it's not besaif, it's actually bechenek, they get strangulation. And furthermore, umipnei atzmo, meaning you don't even need a chad. Even if he just simply admits to it, mipnei he could be executed. That would be bedinahem. So Gemara now says, my time, what's the proof for that position, that A, bechenek, and also mipnei. Because it says, ki dam ba'adam. So he, it's not really dam ba'adam. If you look at Korbanah, he changes it. Because he says here, and we'll read the whole thing inside, he uses a different pasuk. He says, dichtiv shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. That's the pasuk you need to understand. Funny lashon. It's shofef. He spilled dam of a man inside a man. His blood shall be spilled. It's interesting what this lashon is. So I'll read the korbanot together. Going a bit longer today, but first taf themsefta, we can afford it. It says v'hachi pirusho minalan de mitat bnei Noach bechenek umipiatzmo. The darish lay, the darish is as follows: minichtiv shofech dam adam ba'adam. Shadi lay hay ba'adam. He takes this ba'adam, puts it at the end of the pasuk. A sefer dekra. The darish lay v'hachi. But Adam damo, that he has to be like the spill, the blood will be spilled internally as a punishment. So how do you have blood doing this? Well, it can't be any severing on the back. It can't be skill. It can't be anything that has external bleeding. So therefore, it must be for like strangulation. That's chenek, because the blood doesn't come out. But Darishle Nami also. V'darshei nami ba'adam. Also, another Rashi will bring ba'adam. Afilu al pi adam atzmo damo yishafech. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, now then we bring another nafkamina. In tema b'dinei Israel, if you want to say that he goes by the din of Israel, then nitkayer chayev because he has the same din. We'll explain this in a minute a bit more. In tema b'dineihem, if you say that we go by whatever capital punishment would be allocated to a goy in this situation if had a relationship with an arusa bat Israel. Then it'd be patur. Why? Damar Chanina ben Noach shekilel et Hashem. If it, this is one of the things that ben Noach is muzhar alav, cursing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also a Jew. If he's nitgayer, if he converts, his patur. Why? Mipnei nishtane dino, because his din is capital punishment for a goy who does it and a Jew does it is different. They're both killed. It's just they're different. And because nishtane dano, by converting, he'd now be patur. Because as soon as nishtane dano, that seems to be that he'd be exempt. Because there'd be another nafkamina. Rabbi Lazar says, "B'shem Rabbi Chanina, minayin shebnei Noach musarim al ariot kisrael. How do you know Ben Noach is also musar on ariot like Israel?" And that brings a different pasuk, than we saw that the Bnei Moshe brought before. Tamaloma, because it says this is by in Bereshis, It says, V'davak be'ishto. Full pasuk is, Al-ken yazov ish et aviv et imo, V'davak be'ishto yu b'sar echad. So understanding, he must cleave to his wife. Mashma, ishto, it's his wife. V'lo be'shel chaveiro, and not his friend's wife. Also, V'dak be'ishto, meaning it's a female, his wife. V'lo be'zachur, meaning also cannot be a male. V'lo be'behema, and it cannot be an animal either. Because it's almost like a tzivui, say you should, mankind should davak be'ishto, and speaks exclusive his wife or not. There's more to build up from this pasuk, but tomorrow stuff, we've already gone over time and tomorrow's stuff is short, so we'll stop it. All right, Kolto, have a good one.
Thank you, Shavua Tov.
All right.